This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli strikes intensified across Gaza Tuesday in what the Reuters News Service reports are some of the heaviest shelling in weeks as the army ordered fresh evacuations in the north, warning civilians they were in a dangerous combat zone. Strikes by air and shelling from tanks on the ground were also reported in central and southern areas in what residents said were almost nonstop bombardments. In a post on the social media platform X, Israeli Army spokesman Avichai Adre urged residents of four zones in northern sections of Gaza to move to shelter to two designated areas. Meanwhile, there have been no reports of progress in Gaza ceasefire negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Monday he believes part of the problem is while Israel has moved to meet the demands of Hamas, Hamas continues to change those demands.
And so we will continue to push for an agreement because we believe it's in the interests of Israel. We believe it's in the interests of the United States. We believe it's in the interests of the broader region. But it takes two to make an agreement.
The U.S. Senate is voting Tuesday on final passage of a package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
After months of delays and internal debate over how involved the United States should be abroad, the Senate is expected to vote on $95 billion in war aid. $61 billion would be for Ukraine. $26 billion would go to Israel, as well as humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza. $8 billion would be used to counter China in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. President Joe Biden first requested the money last summer, but congressional leaders had strong opposition from a growing number of conservatives who question U.S. involvement in foreign wars and argue that Congress should be focused instead on the surge of migration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is VOA News. European Council President Charles Michel has pledged to support Senegal's efforts to tackle the causes of migration as he became the first foreign dignitary to visit since new Senegal President Bassirou Diomaye Faye assumed office. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Michel told Faye that the European Union has an objective interest in Senegal's challenges of development, economic emergence and improved living conditions. A record 39,910 migrants from West Africa arrived in Spain's Canary Islands last year, according to Spanish Interior Ministry data. Rights group Walking Borders says more than 6,000 people lost their lives on the dangerous sea crossing. Faye, who is popular among young people in Senegal dissatisfied by unemployment and the high cost of living, said a gradual reduction of the budget deficit was a priority for his government. Senegal is the first of three West African countries being visited by Michel this week.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola is warning misinformation and disinformation are existential problems leading up to EU parliamentary elections in June. In an interview with the Reuters News Service Tuesday, Metsola said there is evidence of interference by, in her words, those who do not want this parliament to exist and those who do not want the European Union to succeed.
In fact, in my conversations, both in the capitals, but also with prime ministers and heads of state and government, this is going to feature very heavily. In other words, how are we going to counter propaganda, disinformation, misinformation?
Metsola said they've seen evidence of election interference attempts from Russia, Iran, and China, as well as domestic attempts. Thousands of negotiators and observers representing most of the world's nations are gathering in the Canadian city of Ottawa this week to craft a treaty to end the rapidly escalating global problem of plastic pollution. Officials say the equivalent of 2,000 garbage trucks full of plastic are dumped into the world's oceans, rivers, and lakes each day. People are increasingly breathing, eating, and drinking tiny particles of plastic. Many at the talks think there should be less plastic produced overall. Some countries rich in fossil fuels from which most plastics are made disagree. Oregon U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley is leading the U.S. congressional delegation to the talks, and he says those differences have to be resolved.
So is this just going to be a feel-good conversation with no kind of anything that really drives change? Or is it going to lay out ambitious goals as a modest number of nations want? But in general, the fossil fuel countries, they don't want anything that's ambitious.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.